As small planes arrive and depart nearby, Izzy Markovici stands near the entrance to the Colonial Air Terminal at New Bedford Airport. He's just completed his flight.
It was my second flight, my first flight. I didn't really do much. I just flew for like 10 minutes, and this time it did most of the flight. And I was even afraid that he was going to make me land.
When you say you did most of the flight, what do you mean by that?
I was at the controls most of the time, and he was just watching me.
Really?
In case I messed up.
Wow. How was that?
It was really fun. I had the time of my life, and I hope to do it again.
Markovici is 13. Kids can begin their flight training at around this age and can get their solo pilot's license by age 16.
In 20 years, I hope to either be a commercial pilot or a military pilot because some people say, well, it pays terrible, but I don't care about the pay. I want to live. And what I find is fun and exhilarating is being up in the sky.
The event is sponsored by local members of the Experimental Aircraft Association. 7 planes are on hand to take the kids up on the free flights. Eric DeLeon is the airport manager.
Now, the flights go just around the city?
Yeah, so it's about a 15-20-minute flight. So they head out to towards Dartmouth and then south to the coastline, Fairhaven, Mattapoisett area, and then kind of circle back.
DeLeon says all the pilots are volunteering their time.
They volunteer their time, their aircraft, and the fuel and everything it costs to get up there, and just really to inspire kids to get into aviation and to see if we can spark an interest.
I go up on one of the flights with Tricia Moet, her daughter Kaylee, and Yeslyn Barboza.
So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Our pilot is Jan Arsheim.
So you're volunteering your time today?
Or? Yes, I've been doing it for many years, so this is nice. It's a treat to have the kids out at the airport.
So you excited, girls?
Yes. Mommy's in the front.
She's my co-pilot today. You can tell all your girlfriends.
We do a long loop around New Bedford. The girls wear large headphones that let them hear the pilot and air traffic controllers.
What do you guys think? Is this the coolest ever? Now you can tell all your friends how we flew up in an airplane and had lots of fun and we had the coolest pilot ever.
Back on the ground, we head back inside the Colonial Air Terminal.
I have wings for you girls. These are your wings.
Wow. Congratulations.
Volunteer Laurie Andrews stands next to a table laid out with rows of Young Eagle certificates. Kids come here right after their flights are over.
We have all their certificates here. With the pilot will fill it out with the name of the aircraft, the date, where they took their flight from, and then we actually have a logbook that the pilot again fills out, and that's good for whenever they take lessons, it will count towards their time. So if they want to pursue flying, they've already logged their first flight.
For some, today's event will be a one-time experience, but organizers hope that giving these kids a taste of being in the air might inspire others to become lifelong aviators.